fakeness is a problem. It can be on your Instagram. It can be in your news, or not on our news. It never does fake news. Mm-hmm. It can be all over the place. But there's nothing worse than when you're out on a date with a nice guy or girl, and they have a watch, and you're like, I'm just not sure if I have to take this seriously or not. So we brought Jay Wilson. He is from the Watch Channel, and he's going to help us out with that problem. Jay, welcome to the studio.
A very good afternoon to you, Benji, and thank you for welcoming me back on the show.
No, it's always good. I always enjoy it. Jay, it's a bit concerning. You know, Oofong Kong is out there sorts of places, and you sometimes they get really good. Like, you don't know the difference.
Well, absolutely.
We need an expert.
Well, in many cases, funny you should mention that, there has been incredible copies made of masterful artworks, such as, the Mona Lisa, the Rembrandt, the Picassos, and the extremely well-made replicas, that you can also find similarly in luxury watches, where they've actually been done to the finest details that any regular person would deem them a 100% authentic timepiece, and they can only really be identified as fake or replicas by expert technicians who would actually have to open up the case back and inspect and cross-check the model and serial numbers to identify the difference.
I've always kind of find that a bit strange, you know, with a lot of these fake items. Where, you know, it's one thing if you do it as a fake and you're just trying to pass it off for a quick buck. But when someone spends so much time creating a fake that is at least looks like the original so much, you kind of think, well, dude, just go into business yourself. You clearly have enough, like, skills. Just go make watches.
Exactly. Create your own brand.
Exactly.
No, absolutely. And that's the crazy thing. I mean, when it comes to Rolexes, you'll actually find that they use the same materials mm-hmm. in manufacturing watches. The dimensions are exactly the same. The crystal glass that they use is exactly the same. And you actually have to be in awe of the craftsmanship in creating these replicas.
You'll have to start a whole new line, you know, on your channel. It can be like original watches and replicas, you know, just charge slightly less. So what you're basically telling me is that for the layperson in the street, there might not actually be a good way to tell that you're being sold a dodgy item.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, it isn't always easy to tell. With regards to what we're speaking about, those are what we refer to as A-grade replicas.
Okay.
Now, those are done with the utmost precision to them. They are hard to identify the difference between real and replica. The movements are quite similar. They've actually gone to the trouble of making sure that they oscillate at the same frequencies.
Wow.
They look almost identical, and yes, you'd have to book it in to make sure that it is original. When it comes to your everyday timepiece, it's easy to spot a fake. And I'll inform you of some of the methods that you can use to identify them. When it comes to Tag Heuer, for instance, mm-hmm. What you can find is always on the case back of a Tag Heuer are the model and serial numbers. Now, those are engraved on the case back. Even if there is an exhibition case back, you would find it's engraved right around the edges. But you can always use that as a reference, and you can even call agencies like the Tag Heuer agency in South Africa, and you can cross-check to ensure that the model and serial numbers are accurate, haven't been reported as stolen, and that sort of thing. And I would advise in doing so, if you are buying something off the street, or you can always bring it to us and we'd be able to check that for you.
And of course, if it says Rolex on the watch, then that's probably a sure sign.
Yes, a sure sign, definitely. Another easy way to tell is you can always see below the 6 o'clock mark on a dial, if anything is Swiss made, it should have the words Swiss made written on there on the dial. So if you do have a luxury Swiss item and you'd see on the dial it doesn't say Swiss made, that is something to raise the alarm bells there and something to look out for. Also, you would see with the crystal glass, replica timepieces often they have the sort of bubble and fog sort of effect on the glass, whereas an official well-made luxury timepiece you'd be able to tell the time easily from any angle. So that is something to look out for there as well.
You've also mentioned in the past that some of the glass that gets used for these things, you know, it has a sort of a blue hue if you sort of look. I think I was listening.
The sapphire crystal, yes. Very well done, Benji.
So, I mean, could you use that as you know, if you kind of look at it in the sun and it's not there, then that's also potentially a sign.
That really is a good indication. Absolutely, yeah. You could definitely use that as a sign. Another thing to look for, so Tag Heuer, They have their model and serial numbers on the case back. With Rolex, it becomes slightly more tricky because their model numbers and serial numbers are actually engraved along the case sides of the watch. So to be able to tell, you'd actually have to remove the bracelets. And that's where you can actually find a model number and serial number of a Rolex, unless, of course, it's a newer model and it's been engraved on the inside of the bezel, and you'll actually find that on the inner casing of the dial.
What is a bezel?
A bezel is it's the ring that goes around the dial itself. Sometimes they're done with diamonds. Sometimes they're done in aluminium or ceramic and that sort of thing. So that's what we refer to as the bezel. It's the area just outside the dial.
What about non-visual cues? I mean, it sounds silly, but I mean, can you swipe it with a magnet or, you know, I don't know. You always watch the movies and then, like, I actually wouldn't suggest this, banging it on the table or whatever. You know, is there anything else that you can listen for or
yes,
you know?
Yes, you can. If you are listening to a Rolex, what you want to hear for is that it has a gentle sweeping movement and it rolls. It doesn't tick. So if you ever come across a Rolex that is ticking, that's a sure sign that it is almost 100% a replica.
May also be a bomb, so just move away slowly.
yes.
So when you say it has a sweeping movement, what does that mean? I mean, does it just not tick at all? It just goes like a whirling sound? Or what?
Well, that's what they refer to as the oyster perpetual movement.
Okay.
So it's a sweeping sound. You can almost not hear it, whereas the quartz movement, the tick, that's, you can even hear it if you put it next to your bedside table, next to your bed, you can hear it ticking and talking. And with the Rolex, no, it's almost, you wouldn't really be able to hear anything.
Now, obviously, you know, if you want to buy vegetables, you can buy it from the side of the road, and that's fine. You know, I haven't died yet from eating a banana that I bought, you know, in the corner of George there. But if you want to get a luxury watch, it's going to be a big purchase, right? You're going to be putting in a lot of time to make sure you get the right thing. So also presumably where you buy it can help reduce the chances of this being a problematic buy.
Well, absolutely. And that is why we recommend, if you are going to be purchasing a pre-owned watch, you can bring it into us, or rather buy off a trusted seller like ourselves. We cross-check each and every model and serial number, because you might also find that a Rolex is real, but where did it come from? And that is something to be cautioned against, because it could be stolen goods. We have access to the full database of all Rolexes that have been reported as stolen. So all our watches have 100% clean history and have been thoroughly inspected, both with the case, the dial, and the mechanism inside of it, because a lot of the aspects of a watch might be real, but when it comes to the minor details, for instance the movements, you might open the case back and find that it's a completely a plastic or synthesized movement, and that's a fake right there.
So in fact, you could actually have part of your watch which is real,
yes,
and they put something else in because it broke, and they're still passing it off as a proper thing.
Absolutely. In a few cases, there have been known to be replica movements inside actual real cases of watches.
Wow.
So that is something that we always consider when looking at a timepiece. We inspect all those thoroughly, and so you come to us with the peace of mind of knowing that the timepiece is 100% authentic.
I mean, are there a lot of timepieces floating around that have been stolen? I mean, is that a big problem in the industry? Where something that you guys watch out for?
It is. So we do keep a database of anyone that has reported to us that their watch has been stolen. We keep, if they have access to the model and serial numbers, we keep those on hand. Otherwise, we look for anything that might come in that matches the description of those pieces. But apart from that, yes, we do keep a long database of all watches in the country that have been reported as stolen. And unfortunately, it is the case with Rolex, where a lot of people have unfortunately had them swiped off their wrists, and they are in circulation. But in that case, when it comes to replicas or fakes or stolen pieces, as soon as they go into any of the Swiss agencies and they come across them, they actually, you can never get the watch back. They destroy them on site.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's a little bit awkward. Why would they do that?
Well, it's in fear of keeping all these replicas of stolen pieces in circulation.
Replicas. So yeah. not stolen pieces.
Stolen pieces,
they
they'll keep
back,
they'll
presumably.
Keep and they'll find the original owner. Yes, they'll be informed. Yes, but with replicas, they destroy them on site.
Interesting. So there's probably someone whose job is Roche break replicas. That must be quite an interesting job.
Yes.
Now, you know, I know with diamonds, for example, there's like a whole big process. They're named after Kimberly. You get certificates, the whole spiel. And when you're buying a new watch, do they normally issue them with certificates of authenticity, that kind of thing?
They do, absolutely. So upon your purchase of a timepiece, you would get the original box and papers. Now, papers are quite essential in terms of Rolexes, in terms of Tag Heuers and all those sort of pieces. They all come with the warranty card, which obviously enables you to 2 to 3 year warranty should anything happen to the piece. You can book it in free of charge with them. And it's also to verify the authenticity of the piece. It'll tell you the date of purchase. It'll have on there the year, the month, as well as the model and serial numbers.
Okay, so that is, you know, a crucial piece of information. And I'm assuming also if you're trying to sell that legally, later on, then the papers are actually also going to help add value to a potential sell. Because it also makes easier for those person to buy it in sort of, how do I say, peace of mind.
Well, absolutely. It's not a deal breaker not having them, but obviously it is better for keeping your value to have the full set, the original box, the original paperwork, especially when it comes to Rolex. That is something you want to hang on to. There are methods, by where you can, obtain paperwork. They wouldn't be able to give you the original card, because Rolex, Tag Heuer and any of the other Swiss companies don't, provide that to you. Because of the amount of replicas that are being made. Mm. But you are able to obtain a letter of authenticity from various retailers and from various agencies as well.
So how do you know, that you have gone to a good agency? I mean, obviously yourselves, you come on the show. We know you, you have a good watch there. I can see that's fine. But you know, someone's website, it's like you're going to a hotel and it's a great hotel and then you get there and it's sort of not by the ocean like it says. So,
yes.
So is there like a registered association of retailers? Can people ask you guys where, you know, good, reputable people are? How does that work?
Absolutely. If you are ever in doubt, you're welcome to speak with us. We are in contact with any of the other pre-owned agencies in the country. So we do know which ones are reputable. They have to obviously go through thorough inspection and assessment prior to be purchased and able to be given as resale. Otherwise, obviously, they'd be in trouble quite quickly. So yes, definitely come and speak to us if you are in doubt at any point. The agencies are quite helpful as well. If you do have a piece, they're quite helpful. You can phone them and give them the model numbers and serial numbers or even book the piece in with them and they'll be able to tell you quite quickly whether it's authentic or not.
Okay, so it's not a long process. You don't have to part with your watch for 2 weeks while they...
is sometimes about 2 weeks. Benji, yes, I must inform you in advance if you are going to be booking them in with the agencies. They do they have their protocols by which they follow, so it is going to be about a 2 week waiting time.
Okay, so the basic rules apply. Don't buy it from that dude in the park. You know, make sure that you're going to spend all that money, do it properly, and you can actually check it in and make sure that it's the right place to do it.
Absolutely, and that's why I would recommend if you are looking to buy a pre-owned watch, do come into our stores because we offer the safe environment where you can view the piece. You're not in fear of meeting a nefarious person at some McDonald's drive-thru.
Jay's not nefarious, I promise. Always comes very well dressed to the studio. You know, he's clearly meant for TV, not for radio, but anyway.
Oh, thank you very much, Benji. So yes, absolutely. We offer you that at peace of mind. We are coming to buy a 100% authenticated and original timepiece, and you can do it without any worry of
meeting
anything
someone
going
dodgy.
Wrong. Yes, no. Absolutely.
So give us the details and how can people find you and find out more?
Or you can contact us on www.thewatchchannel.co.za and you can come online and chat to me on our live chat facility, which is great. Alternatively, you can contact me on 064-907-0700 and you can also WhatsApp images of your timepiece there.
Oh, well, there you go, even on WhatsApp. See, that's great. Jay, thank you so much for coming into studio, teaching us a little bit about how to make sure that you spot that fake early on. We appreciate it.
Such a pleasure, and thank you for your time, Benji.
Cool. We'll chat to you again next week
Absolutely.
About watches and, you know, how to watch them.
Thank you.